NBC News Radio, I'm Michael Kastner. There's widespread devastation after an outbreak of deadly tornadoes across Mississippi and Alabama claimed at least 26 lives. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says authorities in Mississippi are in life-saving mode following a deadly outbreak of tornadoes Friday night.
We have teams that are coming in. They arrived last night, more coming in today to begin to help plan for and start the recovery process.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell praised first responders still working to save lives in the aftermath of the storm. She went on to say her top priority is to make sure they have all the resources they need. Manhattan grand jury hearing former President Trump's hush money payment case is expected to reconvene in Lower Manhattan today. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is assuring New Yorkers the city is ready for anything that could happen in the event of a Trump indictment. Last week, bogus bomb threats were called in against local authorities, and on Friday, a suspicious powder was found in an envelope mailed to Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. The FBI is ready to respond to any political violence if former President Trump is indicted.
This man obviously has very little moral compass, and if he spurs on additional violence, it would be one further stain on his already checkered reputation.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Democratic Senator Mark Warner said Trump's warning of potential death and destruction is another example of his outrageous behavior. Representative Mike Gallagher says last week's testimony from TikTok CEO has increased the likelihood that Congress will take some action.
We have the only bipartisan bicameral bill that would allow for either a ban or a forced sale to an American company.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Wisconsin Republican said national security concerns surrounding the widely popular Chinese-owned video app have united Democrats and Republicans. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.